Calling it a 23andMe for trees, scientists with the Redwood Genome Project announced today that they have unlocked the genetic codes for California's massive coastal redwoods and giant sequoia trees. Now, they hope that this breakthrough will allow scientists to protect forests from climate change. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Neal, a UC Davis plant scientist and the lead researcher for the Redwood Genome Project. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So give us an idea of what this gene mapping means for preservation, because I understand it was a huge step forward, but I'm sure it wasn't easy.
Well, like so many other things, the human genome included, having the sequence of the genome of your organism provides a parts list that you can now begin to go forward with your discovery to understand how things may have changed or might be different moving into the future.
So what do we know and what do we think we still need to know about the way the DNA of these big creatures, these big trees, I should say, works?
What we need, the next steps following sequencing the genome for the first time from one individual is now to sequence the genomes of lots of individuals and determine what the genetic differences among many individuals and populations are, and to associate that genetic variation with variation in the environments and where they live, so we can better understand the genetic basis of how trees are adapted to their environments.
Will you then be able to track, say, a demise or diseases among trees, why certain groves are flourishing and what's happening in other areas?
That's the expectation, yeah. It'll take some time, but that all becomes possible now that we have a sequence of the genome.
Now, we see these numbers, the 27 billion base pairs of DNA. Why, help us understand, as laypeople, why some critters and plants seem to have lots of DNA and some don't have so much. What's the difference here? How does that work?
That's a big and yet not fully answered question. This group of plants, the so-called conifers, the evergreen trees, all have very, very large genomes. They're evolutionarily very old. They've been around for millions and millions of years, and they seem to have accumulated lots of extra DNA over that evolutionary period, and maybe lacking the mechanisms to sort of purge themselves of extra DNA that may not be needed. Whether there's an evolutionary or adaptive significance of having more or less, that's not yet clear.
In addition to figuring out basically how to preserve existing forests, can you then also determine which trees might work better in certain climates in certain areas?
That's the goal. That's exactly the goal. Yeah, to be able to understand genetically at the level of the DNA sequence what trees may be favored in environments of the future.
You know, redwoods, correct me if I'm wrong here, have been fairly fortunate in withstanding the kinds of diseases that have decimated other trees. Is there something hidden in there that we might learn from?
Could be. Yeah, you're correct. The redwoods are not really susceptible to a large number of disease, fungal, bacterial pathogens, as are many other plant systems. Is it because of the environments in which they live? Or is there some genetic explanation for that? But we could begin to understand this is the world of what's called comparative genomics. We now compare redwood to things that are maybe more susceptible and look for the differences.
And how long do you think that this next phase of research is going to take?
Well, we're supported by Save the Redwoods League for another year or two to get to a point where we can deliver an application to the forest managers of redwood forests, but frankly, you know, this, just like the human genome, this goes on forever.
Well, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for the time with us. That's David Neal. He is a UC Davis plant scientist, the lead researcher for the Redwood Genome Project. Apparently, scientists have begun to unlock the genetic code of the massive coast redwoods and the giant sequoias. KCBS News Time.